Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am John Siantan with Evening News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says ISRO has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country. ATC worker Renbomo Azung encourages town councillors to make well-considered decisions. Directorate of Technical Education, Nagaland, signs an MOU with Assam Downtown University. And Lok Sabha MP Subhumiran Jamil pays a courtesy visit to Akashvani Kohima, interacts with officials represented by section heads. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country. She said this while addressing Maiden National Space Day program in New Delhi today. The president said health, transportation, environment, energy, security, IT and many other sectors are being benefited due to the growth in the space sector. The president said space exploration has increased the capabilities of human beings, transformed the imagination into reality and revealed the secrets of the universe. She said it was a glorious moment for all the Indians when ISRO's Chandrayaan landed on the moon. The dedication ceremony of the Walker Town Council was held at the VTP Community Hall today. Pastor Walker Town Baptist Church, Reverend Abemo Jungyo, offered the dedicatory prayer. The newly elected councillors will start their official duty from August 27. In his speech, ADC Walker, Renbomo Azung, encouraged them to be decisive and stand firm in their decisions while also stressing the importance of making well-considered choices, as poor decisions can negatively impact the society. Azung urged the councillors to prioritize community-oriented development and avoid selfish interests. He highlighted the importance of maintaining trust within the team and advocated for collective decision-making after thoroughly discussing the pros and cons of each decision. The ADC also encouraged them to stay resilient, avoid losing hope, and persistently work towards improvement. In a significant move towards nurturing a balanced technical education ecosystem, the Directorate of Technical Education, Nagaland, signed an MOU with Assam Downtown University. It aims to develop mutually beneficial programs, activities and training among the students, collaboration in the field of research and faculty exchange, thereby establishing close linkages and functional coordination between the two institutions. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supungmeran Jamil today paid a courtesy visit to Akashvani Kohima and interacted with the officials represented by various section heads. Jamil was accompanied by Working President of Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, Kreti Tenyo. The Lok Sabha MP, while interacting with the officer, said that his visit is to get better understanding of the activities, functioning and challenges of the organization. He also appreciated the officers and staff for rendering its service to the people of the state. Jamil also assured that he will provide all assistance for further improvement and development of Akashvani Kohima. Head of Program and Assistant Director of Program, Abhinav Lasu, thanked the Lok Sabha MP for taking his time in visiting the station. The MP was also given a tour of the studios and its functioning. The second Chum Fair 2024, organized by Chicha Mefer Metsu Kroto, was held today at Chichama Village. The Chum Fair aims to promote and sell the rich harvest of agricultural products which are locally grown in Chichama under Kohima district. The Kroto chairperson, Nikonyo Ruprio, said that the Chum Fair, which started in 2023, envisages to continue it as an annual activity. She said it is the hard work of the various groups from the village that they could set up exhibition and sales of their locally grown organic produce, resulting in supporting and boosting the economy of each family. Ruprio said in the first Chum Fair, the villagers could earn over 1 crore rupees from the sale and anticipated to generate income up to 2 crore rupees. More than 20 stalls with varieties of vegetables and fruits like cucumber, maize, fresh chilies, pumpkin, tomato, banana, among others, were kept by various groups and individuals. The fair also featured Chichama cuisine, agricultural tools, equipments, and handicrafts. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship launched the second phase of the skill training for rural women through the Mobile Skill Morong initiative in Baking in two locations, Chazupa in Peck District and Jakama in Kohima District. In this phase, 50 women with 25 participants each in each location will be skilled in baking. In Jakama, the training program was officially inaugurated by Savio Visa, Additional Director, and in Chazupa by Diana Button, ATC Chazupa. Over the next 2 weeks, the beneficiaries will undergo comprehensive training in various baking techniques. Upon successful completion, each participant will receive the necessary baking toolkit to support the journey towards self-employment, empowering them to create sustainable livelihood in their communities. The Mobile Skill Morong Van is a skill on wheels, providing training to this project and would continue to be a crucial initiative in promoting skill development among the rural population. Sudden heavy downpour at Chesore in Twensan District claimed an elderly man's life yesterday. The victim has been identified as a retired pipe fitter of Public Health Engineering Department and a member of Watsan Committee, Mukay Yumkyung. He was washed away at Nindangke Stream while returning from field. His body was recovered in the evening several hundred meters away from the spot. Due to loss of life by natural disaster, Chesore Village Council observed traditional mourning day today. The induction program for the newly appointed leaders of Bharat Scouts and Guides Walker was held today at the DC's Conference Hall. The event marked the appointment of Deputy Commissioner Walker, Vinit Kumar, as the District President and Senior STEO Z. Chanbemo Gikon as the District Secretary. In his speech, Kumar expressed happiness at joining a team that has consistently done commendable work and earned recognition. He emphasized the importance of Bharat Scouts and Guides' goals, purposes, and principles, highlighting the organization's vital role in shaping the character of students. Kumar noted that participation in the Bharat Scouts and Guides fosters various essential qualities in students, including discipline, which plays a crucial role in their future success. The new president assured to continue to serve the community with dedication and encouraged everyone to work together to uphold the high standards already achieved by the Walker Scouts and Guides. Dipupar villagers under Jumugirima district are set to hold a public rally tomorrow to protest against illegal multiple taxation, extortion, kidnapping and life-threatening activities. The rally will begin at 9 a.m. near the airport junction and proceed to Green Park Junction, while the concluding program will be held at Agri Expo Ground. In support of the rally, all shops in the area have been directed to close from 8 a.m. to reopen after the conclusion of the program. Akashvani Kohima invites application from interested candidates for empanelment as casual compares for UI Vani youth program on assignment basis. The candidate should be in the age group of 18 to 25 years, having education qualifications of class 12 passed and above in any stream. The last date for submission of application form is 6th September. Necessary information can be accessed from the official Facebook page and account Akashvani Kohima, including the application form. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu says ISRO has made important contributions not only to the space sector, but also to the socio-economic development of the country. ATC Walker Renbo Moezung encourages town councillors to make well-considered decisions. Directorate of Technical Education Nagaland signs an MOU with Assam Downtown University. And Lok Sabha MP Supungmeran Jamir pays a courtesy visit to Akashvani Kohima. Interacts with officials represented by section heads. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.
ਹੈ।